You're only seconds away from totally understanding your pet. All right, maybe not, but you will be smarter. This is the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
We're back here with the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show, and Rick, this is the fun segment of the show I've been waiting for. We've dealt with some very heavy subjects on the show today, but now we get to deal with fun. It's furball tonight! So we're here with Julia Palmer, the president of the Capital Area Humane Society. Welcome back to the show, Julia.
Oh, thank you so much. Always glad to be here.
Well, we're just thrilled to have you here on such a busy day. Tell our listeners who just don't know, if they've been living in a cave, what Furball is all about.
Well, the Furball is our biggest fundraiser of the year, and it's probably one of the most exciting things we do all year. Obviously, saving animals is the most exciting thing we do, but having a celebration like this is really, really a good time to celebrate, and we're going to have a great night tonight for sure.
And where is it located, and how much does it cost, and what are you going to see and do?
Okay, well, it's at Eagle Eye, and it's this evening. It starts at 6:30, so if folks want to come out, we still have a few seats available. People can just walk in. We obviously prefer people sign up ahead of time, but it's not too late to get in. So if you want to stop by tonight, it's $100 per person, and all proceeds from the evening go directly to the animals and your community.
Yeah, and it's quite commonly standing room only. It's a big event.
Oh, so. I'm sure. And do you bring your dog with you to the event, if I remember correctly?
Yep, and we've actually expanded our capacity this year so we can accommodate more people. The event's become so popular, and you can bring your dog, but if you want to bring your dog tonight, you might want to call the shelter to double check. We can only hold so many dogs in the dog spa, and so I think we're filled to capacity just in the physical number of dogs we can put in the spa. And in the spa, they get a massage, they get a specialized dinner called German Shepherd Pie, and it's made and created out of foods that are safe for dogs to eat and proportion controlled for the size of the dog, so it's very well thought out. But they're going to have a really great time in the spa while our guests eat dinner and enjoy a live and silent auction. And then at the end of the evening, they actually have a parade where they come out into the audience, into the dining room, and there's actually a stage that goes right through the middle of the audience. It's kind of like a fashion runway for dogs, and all the dogs get to strut their stuff after dinner, and the owners get to kind of be proud of their dog and show off their dogs to everyone else there at the event.
It's quite a cherished event. It's fun. It's entertaining, and yet it's also very emotionally moving. You know, they really bring the stories to the front too, as well as, you know, the significance in the community.
Right, right. We're going to feature some of the animals' lives that we've touched this year throughout the evening and give people an opportunity to kind of share in celebrating what we do and how we help the animals in our community, as well as just have a great time. And you're right, if you bring your dog, it kind of adds to the excitement, because where do you go dress up in formal attire? You know, get all fancied up for the evening and take your animal, and they get to have an equal experience. Pretty amazing.
Well, plus there's an auction that's going to be taking place, I understand.
Yep. This is a fundraiser, so we're going to have a silent auction, and that's going to happen before dinner from about 6:30 till about 7:45. Dinner's at 8, and then there's a live auction after dinner. So all proceeds go directly, like I said, to the animals in your community, helping animals in Mid-Michigan.
So maybe it's a little late to bring your puppy, but if you have this, like, wheelbarrows of cash, you're welcome to bring them in.
Yes,
right?
You're
not going to keep that away.
No, we're going to be really open about taking that.
Okay.
So.
Okay. Well, if it's just sitting in the corner doing nothing, you know, now's the time to get it to good use.
Well, and actually, we should talk about that because, Julia, when you walked in, one of the things that we talked about was your new Southside Spay and Neuter Clinic, which is relatively new, and you guys have had some fantastic results in terms of that location.
Absolutely. In the first six weeks, we completed 1,000 surgeries, so that's a pretty big accomplishment, and obviously a large impact on overpopulation in our community. So our goal is to do about 8,000 in the year, so that would be kind of our starting point, and we'd like to expand it. Ideally, we'd like to be up to about 15,000 animals annually at that location.
And you say at that location, meaning that if fundraisers like this go well enough, you might be able to open additional locations, because with gas prices climbing as high as they are, for folks who are economically affected, they might not be able to afford to have that done or to transport it out to you. So now you're making it easier for those folks to get that service and to not have to travel nearly as far in order to get that done, which I think is fabulous.
Right. Our goal is to make spay neuter accessible and affordable to all people in our community and therefore affecting all the animals in our community.
Right. Yeah, and for those who have not actually driven by it, it is an extremely convenient location. I drive by it quite commonly. Anytime I'm coming off of 96 and coming down Cedar.
Right.
And every time I come to the station, I drive right by it. It's not too far down from Myers as you're going south, going north
on Cedar.
Cedar, right on the right hand side. What a nice facility. What you've done a really good job with that. It looks really nice. You got some good signage right out front. Yep. Hopefully nobody misses it.
Yeah, it's really important for people to know where it's at. And we put it in a location we felt it would be high traffic, convenient, easy for people to get to. People can even get on the bus. And obviously, their animal needs to be in a carrier. I do want to encourage that and to do check your bus routes before you do that. But we wanted to make it accessible to people with all modes of transportation. It's just so important to be accessible and making sure that everyone has the knowledge and the ability to get that done for their pets.
Right. And it's not just dogs. It's cats as well.
Yeah.
Right. So that's an important thing for you to think about because, correct me if I'm wrong, but we've heard we are now in kitten season.
Kitten season is not a good thing as far as we're concerned. It sounds exciting, but kitten season means all the kittens, cats come into heat all at the same time in February. They're just seasonally affected like that. So kittens are all born at the same time. There's no kittens around Christmas time and up through about this time of year, and then they just pour into the shelters. There's more than we can ever accommodate at a shelter. So kitten season is a bad thing for us, and people need to be aware that kittens are cute and great. You know, in your home, maybe you think it's a fun experience, but think about the impact of every family that has a cat having kittens and how that affects your community and our ability to adopt them out.
Right. It's not that there isn't a love for the cat, but the point is just like anything, overpopulation has a responsibility to it.
Yes.
And by promoting the whole idea of lots of kittens, you're avoiding that responsibility.
That's right.
Well,
that's right.
And that's why fundraisers are so important for organizations like the Humane Society, because you guys are really the focal point of doing all of the things that the community needs to keep these populations in check and healthy and connect people who want a pet and are willing to come to you to get them. But we have to be responsible pet keepers in order to do it. And if we need help, that's why we need to give you money so that you have the ability to give the help that's needed. So
very true.
Well, and that's why Furball is just such a great occasion. So the Furball is going to be taking place tonight. How many years has this been going on?
This is the 8th annual Furball, but there have actually been a similar event for years prior to that. So it is coming out the 8th year for this particular event.
Okay, and if people want to call right now to get more information, do you have any lines available this afternoon where people can get information before they decide to come?
Yep, the shelter's open until 5 today, so certainly they could call out there and get some basic information, or you can just show up. We'll walk you through the process when you get there. Like I said, we do take walk-ins, and it won't be a problem for us to accommodate you. You might have to be a little patient if you're walk-in, because we'll need to do some things to get you prepared for the evening.
So. And as you mentioned, the little dress code.
Oh, yes, it is a formal event, so we would ask that you consider that and dress formally.
Okay. So we've got the best event of the year, the Furball, tonight at Eagle Eye, and we've been talking this morning with Julia Palmer, the president of the Capital Area Humane Society. Julia, thank you so much for coming on the show. We really appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you.
Oh, it's our pleasure. And Rick, I'm afraid we've run out of time again for this week's show, but on behalf of our producer, Mark Price, and my co-host, Rick Pruse, this is Lee Cohen saying to everybody, have a great weekend, a great week, and we'll see you next weekend on the Pet Expert Talk Show. And please take good care of your pets. Have a great week, everybody.